May dawat ay sinabi, glorious in every corner of the world. May dawat ay sinabi, glorious in every corner of the world. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله. We are continuing with our series to veil or not to veil, that is the question. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that whoever recites Durood e Pak 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. To veil or not to veil, that is the question. It is a series that will make especially our Islamic sisters understand the benefit of veiling, the benefit of obeying law of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding how they and we should conduct ourselves. And today, in order to inspire the viewers, we will talk about the miracles of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. The favorite daughter of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has many miracles attributed to her. That once Hazrat Osman Ghani radiallahu anhu invited our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessed companions for a meal. And as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approaching the blessed house of Hazrat Osman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he was observed to be walking behind our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and counting his every step. And then he explained that, "I am so honored that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has accepted my invitation and is coming to my home and blessing my home, that in honor of this I am going to free one slave for every step that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taken to reach my home." And this is what he did. Thereafter, when everything was over, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu went to his blessed home and he saw Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha and he said, "Today my brother Hazrat Osman Ghani radiallahu anhu was so honored and he's done such a great thing. He invited our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his blessed home with all the companions. And thereafter, after giving us a good meal, he then counted the footstep of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he's freed slaves the number of steps our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took to reach his home. How fortunate he is. I wish I had the means to do that as well." When he said this, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha immediately said, "Go and invite our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved father sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu did not question, how is it possible? Because he knew Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha was the blessed daughter of the greatest creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah Azza wa Jal answers her dua, that she is very blessed, that she is one that has power for miracles. So he did not question her. He went immediately and went and invited our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. And while he was on his way to invite our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hadi Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, as was the custom, she relied only on Allah Azza wa Jal, tawakkal only on Allah Azza wa Jal. She went onto the musalla, made sajda, and she cried to Allah Azza wa Jal. Say, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your Fatima is begging you to honor her and answer her du'as and provide the meals for your beloved Habib, my beloved father, and the companions of my beloved father, sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And when she got up from her sajda, she put a pot on the stove. with total confidence and reliance on Allah, tawakkal on Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal will answer du'as. And when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered with the companions, the food was already cooked, and the aroma was so overwhelming that when the companions ate the food, they commented that we never ever tasted food like this in our lives. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knower of unseen, who had ilm-e ghayb, he told the companions, "Do you know where the food came from?" The food came from Jannah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, as you can see how Allah Azza wa Jal answered the dua of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha and provided this meal. And alhamdulillah, after the dua was answered, then Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha went back into sajda and she said, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, as Hazrat Usman Ghani freed one slave for every step my beloved father sallallahu alaihi wasallam took to the house, Ya Allah, honor your Fatima, that for every step that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took to my house, free one of the ummah from the fire of hell." No sooner Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha made this dua, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam suddenly appeared in front of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has answered the dua of your daughter Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, and he has promised that he will save for every step that you took to the house of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, for every step he will free 1,000 of your ummah who are destined to hell." Alhamdulillah. As you can see, my dear viewers of Madhi Channel, what dua Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha made for the freedom of the ummah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you see? She also, like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loved the ummah and make dua for the ummah and want salvation for the ummah, made dua and maghfirat for the ummah. Why? They knew that as the ummah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is close to the heart of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, even you find at the time of Miraj, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam as Sidratul Muntaha, where he could not go any further. When our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to go into the presence of Allah azza wa jal, he asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, "What dua can I make for you?" What was the answer of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam? He also knew what was close to the heart of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah. And what he said something very beautiful. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm making this dua that on the day of judgment, when your ummah is going to go across the pul sirat, that I must have the honor to place my wings across the pul sirat so that your ummah can cross safely across the pul sirat without falling into the fire of hell." As you can see, my dear viewers of Madhi Channel, how Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, who knew our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam closely, and Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, who knows our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam closely, what is his fear, what is his worry, what is his hope, and what is his dua for the ummah? And which ummah? Are we talking about the companions? No, because our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the companions. He said, "They are like the stars in the sky. You follow any one of them, you'll be rightly guided." So he wasn't worried about them. He was worrying about the ummah of the akhiri zaman, talking about us sinners. He had so much of fikr for us. Do we have any fikr? How much pain she also had for the ummah of her beloved father, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madhi Channel, the Quran is full of miracles. Miracles, what are miracles? Miracles are described as those events that we cannot understand with our human intellects. Something that due to the divine intervention of Allah Azza wa Jalla that takes place to prove the truth of the message of the prophets and also of the awliya ikram. We speak about the miracles of the awliya ikram and the miracles of the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find that the miracles of the companions, few are reported. So people must not have this misconception that the greater the number of miracles, the higher the status. Because of the fewer miracles reported of the companion, it doesn't mean that their status are lower than the awliya ikram. Their status is very much higher than the awliya ikram, because they gained iman under the eyes of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They saw our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and brought iman. And they are the greatest group of people after the Anbiya Ikram, the greatest that will be ever created and were ever created were the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the greatest among the companions is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So therefore, their status will always be greater than the Awliya Ikram. Now talking about miracles, the topic is miracles of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. But now we need to look at miracles mentioned in the Holy Quran. There are many, so we will quote a few. One is regarding Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. He used to have command over animals and birds, etc., and jinns, and is moving with all these animals and people. And then he stopped at a place. It mentioned the Quran as he was going. Even in Surah Naml, it's mentioned, the Surah Naml means ant, that the queen ant, when she saw Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam coming, she warned the other ants, go into your holes quickly, because Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming. There's a danger that when they settle here, they may crush all of you. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, and the Quran says that he smiled. Look at a miracle. You can take an ant and put it into your ears, you won't be able to hear it. But look at the miracle of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, the power of his hearing. He was smiling when he heard the ant saying, warning and cautioning the other ants. Then Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked, where's Hudhud? Hudhud in English is called a hoopoe bird. He asked, where is that bird? Because this bird had a speciality that it could, while flying, see where there's water under the ground. So he asked, where is? And then he got annoyed, saying that he got angry. Then all of a sudden, Hudhud appeared and said, I'm bringing you news of something that will astound you. He said, there is a queen, and there's a queen who's got a huge army. And this army, and she's so magnificent, and she got a magnificent throne, but these people, they worship the sun. And despite the favors that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them, they're worshipping the sun, and shaitan has tricked them, making them believe that what they do is true. When Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, his anger vanished. He was curious. So he sent a message to the queen. And the queen's name mentioned is Bilqis. So he sent a message to her. And this is what was written. It started with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inviting her to Islam and giving up her belief. And he told Hudhud, take this letter and drop it, and from far watch her reaction. So when she got the letter, she opened the letter excitedly and she read this message. And first she was astounded. Then she called all her counselors and said, I want you to advise me that I've got this letter from Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he's inviting me to Islam and he's asking us to give up this form of worship. What is your advice? So they said, whatever you decide, we will follow. And if you want to fight, we are ready for that as well. She said, no, I do not want to fight and cause destruction to towns and destruction to life. She said, okay. She took gifts, very valuable gifts, and sent it to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And this was to test. When Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam got this gift, he was annoyed. He said, I don't need this. When Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided me so much, I don't need this. And he sent it back with a threat saying that if you don't succumb to me, I am going to attack you. So when she got this message, she told all her people, let's go and see Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. So while they were going, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam asked from all those who were gathered, who can bring me the throne of Bilqis? So one Afrit, a big jinn, he said, before you can end this session, I have the power, I will bring the throne and bring it here. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam said, no, I want it quicker than that. Then friend of Allah, Hazrat Asif Barqiya, he said, I will bring the throne before you can blink your eye. And in one riwayat is mentioned that he said, you are the prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you desire, whatever you desire will come. And immediately the throne came in the presence of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And when Bilqis arrived, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam asked, do you recognize this throne? She said, yes, it looks very similar to the throne that I have. And then he asked her to come closer, and he had a floor made of glass on water. So when Bilqis wanted to walk, she lifted her dress up, thinking it'll get wet. And he said, no, don't worry. There's no water, there's glass. And she was surprised at this. There are many miracles in the Holy Quran. And as we said, we'll mention a few. One regarding Hazrat Bibi Maryam, who in the Bible is referred to as Mary. Hazrat Bibi Maryam, radiallahu anha, her mother, when was expecting her, she made dua. She said to Allah Azza wa Jal, that when I get my child, I will dedicate this child to your service. And when the child was born, it was a female. So she went to her brother, Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam, who was in charge of Baytul Muqaddas, and told him that I made this dua, I made this vow, that when my child is born, I will dedicate this child to the service of Allah Azza wa Jal, but I have a girl, a daughter. He said, don't worry. Don't worry at all. I will make a special chamber for her and I will take care of her. And he made a chamber separate from the boys because it was only boys that were involved in doing khidmat. Now, one day when Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam went into the chamber of Hazrat Bibi Maryam, he saw fruit out of season. It was like winter fruit in the time of summer. So he was surprised. He said, where did you get this fruit from? And Hazrat Bibi Maryam mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal has provided for me. And Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam made dua in the chamber and he said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, as you are giving fruit out of season, it is not my season to get children because he was old. So Ya Allah, bless me with a child as well. And Alhamdulillah, he was blessed with Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. So my dear viewers of Madhi channel, as you can see the miracles in the Quran. And there's one miracle mentioned of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha. This was at the time when the kuffar challenged our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that they want the moon to be split into two for them to accept his prophethood. So when they said this to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Bibi Khadija radiallahu anha mentioned, why are these people not accepting the power of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he is the greatest of the prophets sent down? And when he made this comment, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha was still in her blessed stomach. And she said to her blessed mother, then this is another miracle. She spoke from the womb, saying to her dear mother, do not worry, because Allah Azza wa Jal is the protector of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another miracle that's very famous in the Holy Quran is the one where Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was trying to slaughter Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And he battled and tried his best, but Allah Azza wa Jal instructed the knife not to cut. Yet we know the knife's job is to cut. But it followed the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what did Allah Azza wa Jal do afterwards? Replaced Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam with the sheep. And then the sheep, the ram came from Jannah. And then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he forced the knife and it cut, he found that he had slaughtered a ram. Alhamdulillah, in remembrance of this, all Muslims at the time of Bakri Eid slaughter camel or a sheep in honor of this incident that Allah Azza wa Jal loved so much that now all the followers of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make sacrifice of sheep, of goat, of camel, or all these kind of things. Alhamdulillah. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, the best amongst you is one who feeds others and responds to salam. The second one is, the action that makes forgiveness compulsory is to feed and to spread salam. To feed and spread salam. That means, spread salam means to build muhabbat, go and greet people, make salam. And when people give, make salam, you must respond. The third hadith, it mentions that a person who spreads his dastarkhan, the angels, the rahmat farishtas invoke blessing for him as long as the dastarkhan is spread on the floor. So as long as it's on the floor, the angels, look at that, mehman nawazi. The fourth hadith regarding entertaining guests, it mentioned the one who satisfies the hunger and thirst of a hungry Muslim will be forgiven by Almighty Allah. And the fifth one is, the one who satisfies the hunger and thirst of a Muslim, inshallah, he will be blessed with the shade of Arsh on the day of Qiyamah. So, viewers of Madni channel and my Islamic sisters, as you can see, the promise of forgiveness, the also getting barakah and getting the shade under the arsh and the day of Qiyamah. It mentioned the day of Qiyamah that the sun will be 1.25 miles above your head and people will be drowning in the sweat because of the heat, intense heat. Imagine how privileged that person will be who on the day of Qiyamah, he will have the shade of the arsh when everybody else is drowning in the sweat. So this is also the benefit of a person who allows visitors to come and gives them meal and feed people. Alhamdulillah, in Islam we are encouraged. And as we can see, this was the quality of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha, who readily invited people and fed them. Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu is mentioned that when he was in the womb of his blessed mother, when she sneezed and said Alhamdulillah, he responded from inside, Yarhamukullah. And is also mentioned as a child, when he was 5 years old, he was being taught the Quran, and his teacher said to him, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He read that and he read 18 siparas. The teacher got shocked. He said, read more. He said, I only know 18 siparas because this is what how much my mother knew. And when I was in her womb, she used to read the Quran and that is how I learned. Can you see, this is also the barakat of being the nasal of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these are the miracles of the Awliya Ikram. So, dear viewers of Madni channel, you can see how fortunate we are and that we have such beautiful models, such beautiful examples to lead us, especially the Islamic sisters, that we have Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha as a model. So we should take a lesson from this. And a very important thing is that you find Awliya Ikram themselves were blessed with many miracles. And they always attributed this to Allah Azza wa Jal and did not puff themselves up with pride. And it's mentioned in this 92-page book, Takabbur, printed by Maktabatul Madina. It talks about Hazrat Bayazid Rahmatullah Alayh. He said, once a thought came into his mind about how high he was spiritually. Then all of a sudden, he realized this is pride. And he went to a desolate place and he made dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, because of this thought, I want you to give me a sign that I am forgiven. otherwise I'll remain in this pot. And he remained there for 3 days. On the fourth day, he saw a person coming on a camel. And when he came closer, he made ishara. He beckoned him. He said, come. And Hazrat Bayazid Bustami looked at him astonished. And he said, when he did this, the camel's feet went, because this Buzru came on a camel, went, sank into the ground. And Hazrat Bayazid Bustami said that he hesitated. And this Buzruk spoke sharply. He said, do you want me to close my open eyes and open my closed eyes and drown you and the whole Bustam? And when he said this, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami got anxious and he asked, who are you and where you came from? He said, I was 4,828 kilometers away when you made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal regarding your problem. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent me immediately to come to you and give you this message. Keep guarding your heart. So this is the ways of the awliya ikram. Even the thought of pride makes them regret. And see how he regretted. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave this message. Guard your heart. And there's another one regarding Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh. Once he was walking past the Tigris River, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Shu'aib Harifesh rahmatullah alayh has reported that when Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha was born, the light from her face was so bright that the entire atmosphere became bright. Also mentioned by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha is like the hur from heaven, and she is free from all impurities. And it mentioned that Islamic sisters that have the normal monthly woman sicknesses, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha was free from that kind of sickness. So as you can see, Allah Azza wa Jal kept her pure. So my dear viewers of Madni channel, my dear Islamic sisters, as you can see, alhamdulillah, you can learn in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Join the mahol of Dawat-e-Islami. And we'll have the opportunity to check our own condition, our own spiritual development. And Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, talks about two works. One is Madni Inamat, one is Madni Kafila. And both these, the main function is to develop yourself so that when we develop ourselves, we have the capabilities of impressing and also attracting other people by our character, not our words. So alhamdulillah, in Madni Inamat, these are questions that's asked regarding our own self-development. Many questions are asked. So my appeal to Madni, the viewers of Madni channel, and especially to our Islamic sisters, that please try and get hold of Madni Inamat if you want to correct your character, if you want to become closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah in this way, you will be saved in the dunya and saved in the akhirah.
Glorious in every corner of the world. May